And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hallelujah. If anybody ever uses that song in a goddamn trailer, I'm going to find them and I'm going to spill coffee on their head.
What are you talking about? It's like the only time that's been done.
It's used all the time. I'm so over it.
What other trailers?
I don't know about trailers, but it's used all the time in movies. I'm so tired of it.
It was used in
two
Zack Snyder movies.
No, he had it once. He doesn't get it twice.
Okay.
I have strong feelings about this.
I noticed, yeah.
Fucking pass a law.
A lot of people really love Leonard Cohen, too.
It's not that I love Leonard. That's a really good song. I really don't have an opinion on Leonard Cohen one way or the other. I'm not a huge fan. However,
I know he's dead.
I know he's dead.
Canadian.
Yeah, sure. I'm just really tired of this, like, gotta use these super serious songs when they don't fit. Anyway, as you can tell, we're talking about the DC fandom.
Fandom. I don't know why it's called fandom. It's stupid.
Because I guess it's a dome of fans.
Dome made of fans.
I have no idea. But this is the fandom event and a couple trailers that dropped, including the Justice League Snyder Cut trailer, which I was referring to.
Yes.
Apparently, from what I was reading, the Snyder Cut is going to be a mini series event on HBO, not a movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a 4-hour thing. So I feel it's just everything he shot, like, thrown together.
Well, that's crazy considering the movie itself is, what, 2 hours and some change?
Sure.
And that means that he shot like a 4-hour fucking movie
that was intended
to be put together. Because literally, if you put this movie together and you look at it and somebody went, you know what we need to take out of all this?
Half of it.
Is literally half of it. Literally anything that involves this fucking Darkseid looking motherfucker. And I say it's Darkseid looking motherfucker because it looks like Darkseid.
It could also be
a bar of artisan soap for all I fucking know.
Yeah, it's honestly, I was, you know, because I had said, like, how cool would it have been at the very last when they're going back up in the boom tube to see those red eyes and to know that Darkseid was up there.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with that. And then I see Darkseid and it looks awful.
Well, he's not even wearing like an outfit. He's just
that's just his skin. I'm like, you know, they can wear clothes, right? Like,
he just has literally an Omega tattoo on his chest.
It's kind of like, why in all of these movies are Earthlings the only people who wear fucking clothes? Everybody else just has these weird fucking skin problems.
I don't know.
Like Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf's got a great fucking costume you could have put him in. Nope, he's just gray.
He's just a gray. Steppenwolf had the superpowers. Steppenwolf. Reboot or whatever. I mean, I know he's looked a lot different in the comics, but I love that. I love that version of
it. Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, he could just be a dude that's a fucking alien.
Yeah.
And he has a fucking axe and that's it.
Yeah.
But no, he looks like just.
He's gray.
A gray blue piece of shit.
Everyone else in the universe walks around with no clothes on.
And then Darkseid shows up and he also looks like a gray blue piece of shit.
Which is really upsetting.
Which is
because I've been waiting for a long time for Darkseid.
Yeah. I mean, Darkseid's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, sweet, finally, fucking Darkseid. Oh, and he looks like garbage.
Which, okay. I mean,
great.
Because at first,
I don't know, maybe he'll look better by the time it comes out.
I think that's what it is. I think they were just like, it's done. We're just putting it together.
They can't maybe do a little bit more computer editing because he's all CGI. It doesn't matter.
He's in a hard drive, I guess. I guess he can fix it.
You can fix him. He's all CGI. It's not an actual guy.
That's true.
So you can fix it.
Put a shirt on that Darkseid. Whatever.
So that was that. You know, whatever. I'm sure it's not coming out until 2021. At this point, I don't even think we're going to see 2021. So
we're all going to die.
Like, okay.
After the election.
Is it 2021 or 2022?
It's 2021 because 2022 was the Suicide Squad game.
Oh, the game, not the movie.
No, I think the movie's going to come out next year, supposedly. Okay. At least.
So I'm sure if we're still alive, we'll probably watch it. I don't know.
Well, of course we're going to watch all this shit.
Yeah, so we'll probably watch it. We'll see how much, if I hate it or not. I don't know.
I didn't
like the trailer. Let's go with that.
The trailers, yeah, whatever. There's not only that. Okay, so there's Darkseid, and then there's just a lot of.
Oh, I did like the Mother Box.
Yeah, but didn't they show that?
Yeah, but I feel like
that was in the movie where Joe Morton gets exploded because he's.
Did he get exploded in the movie? I thought that's
how we saw it. Or maybe we saw it in a flashback, or maybe.
Oh, maybe it was a flashback.
Yeah,
maybe I'm thinking about credits.
Maybe I'm thinking about that scene in Beavis where Batman watches those FMVs.
I think that's where it is.
The Mother Box.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Or maybe he's still, I can't remember. God.
I don't know. I like that we got a little cyborg football, but that was in the original trailer anyway. We never really got that in the movie.
Did we not get that in the movie at all?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you're right. I don't think we did.
But it was in the original trailer because I remember that shot.
I've seen that scene before.
Yeah.
Yeah, cyber playing football. We got Flash.
I'm assuming
saving people,
rescuing Iris. I'm guessing that might be Iris.
Maybe I don't know. All I know is there's a scene where he sees he's in a store and then he runs, or he's in the building and then he runs out to like push a car and the car explodes.
I don't know. I know
something with a car.
All I know is he's like on the street, like leaning over a woman. I'm assuming she's Iris.
He rushes outside,
but he's not wearing shoes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like, why is he wearing shoes?
Maybe he's a hippie.
Flash hippie.
He's like, yeah, I'm really into this, earth tone, I'm one with the earth movement.
Sure. I mean, I appreciate we got a black suited Superman. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to look.
But it's so dark anyway. Who the fuck can tell? It's just like, oh, he's just in shadow.
I wonder if we're just going to get a bunch of Henry Cavill mustache.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, because if we're just doing a Snyder cut, maybe Snyder was, maybe we're just going to get the mustache.
You know what? I would appreciate the mustache because you know what? That's a great mustache.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill's got a great mustache. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Superman had a beard before. He could have a mustache.
Superman can grow hair.
Absolutely. How many times does he come out of everybody thought Superman was dead and he comes back. He's got a fucking full on, awesome looking beard.
You know, and he's got chest hair.
Yeah.
Shit, he can be a
hairy man. Let that happen. Yeah, I'm for it.
Let that shit grow.
A Snyder Cut would get like serious points with me if Henry Cavill has his mustache.
Yeah.
Just because it's got to look better than it was when it was like weird mouth.
Man. Yeah. I can't remember. There's a lot of scenes with Batman.
I don't know if there's a lot of Batman.
There's some Wonder Woman stuff where she's like more shit with her.
Sure.
Saving girls.
There's some more like Jason Momoa, like standing at the edge of a dock, taking his shirt off. Yeah, but I feel like that was in the original trailer, too.
I think he just gets more wet in this movie.
I think you're right. I think it's just more wet.
It's just more because there's also like a scene. And I think it's in the original, but I can't remember. But there's a scene where he's talking to Mara. And he kind of does
something where he's walks like, he just disappears out of that. Like, yeah, because I think that's when they were still doing that dumb bubble.
Yeah.
And he was just like, whoa. And he's just like,
he's like, that's right. See you later, babe. He's got his hands out.
Like, it's kind of like if that Simpsons gif where Homer disappears into the shrub met that one gif with all those dudes when that guy's just like, oh, and he like goes to the court, like towards the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a mixture of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. I wonder if we're going to get some other stuff too with, cause was it in Justice League or was it in Wonder Woman with they had the tease for Green Lanterns? I can't remember.
Oh, that was in Justice League.
That was Justice League.
I think it was in Justice League when they're talking about why the mother boxes are where they are.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And there's like a Green Lantern
because then they go to Themyscira to get that.
Yeah. But like in the background, you can see like one or two Green Lanterns, maybe more.
Yeah. No, we get a spot.
Which Green Lantern spot. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll see. That'll be fun.
So we'll see how that goes. I mean, whatever. This whole like everybody jacking themselves off with the Snyder Cut thing.
Jack.
I've always thought it's silly, but okay, whatever.
Hey, whatever. It's cool. And then we got
a new Wonder Woman trailer.
Wow, we got a lot.
We got a lot. So we got a new Wonder Woman trailer where we finally get to see Kristen Wiig as Cheetah.
Yeah.
Like actually as Cheetah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm
still looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I really like her, like, Barbara, what have you done thing. Because I feel like she, at first, is just wearing, like, a leopard print skirt. And then by the end of the trailer, she's, like, full-on cheetah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we knew that Chris Pine was going to be back, so he's back.
Yeah, I still don't know how he's alive.
Because he blew up in the plane.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the first movie.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering if he's actually there.
Well, maybe she's just...
Well, that's kind of the thing, because isn't that what Maxwell Lord says? Like, I've developed this thing that can give you anything you want, anything you've ever dreamed of, and is what she really wants.
What's hologram Chris Pine?
Is Chris Pine back? So that's my guess, because I don't know how else you make him back.
Okay, well, we'll see.
That's my guess. I don't know anything else. Like I said, I don't read anything about it, but just based on that line and having Steve back, that's my guess. Could be totally wrong.
Okay. But yeah, it just seems confusing about... At least the trailer makes it seem confusing about what role Kristen, Barbara, or was it? Is it Barbara?
It's what's Cheetah's name? Barbara?
Minerva, but Barbara Minerva, whatever.
Yeah, I think she calls her Barbara at one point.
Yeah, so Cheetah. It's like Cheetah. whatever role Cheetah, like what she, because it seems like Kristen Wiig plays like a secretary, somebody that maybe works for Wonder Woman in 1984.
You know who she plays? Do you remember? Not Batman Forever. Yes. Which one is Poison Ivy in?
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin. Do you remember at the very beginning when Pamela Isley is like this harried, like, scientist, and she looks all goofy and she's like trying to get Bruce Wayne's attention, and then something happens and she turns into a Poison Ivy? Uh-huh. That is, from the trailers, that's Kristen Wiig. She's all goofy and she's a scientist and her hair looks like crap. And here's Wonder Woman who looks all glamorous and perfect. Something happens and now she's Cheetah. Mm. She gets tired of Wonder Woman probably overshadowing her or whatever. And she decides to take these extreme measures.
So it's like that cartoon we watched.
Yeah.
The Bloodlines.
Yeah.
Instead of Cheetah, it was Black Swan or
Silver Swan or whatever. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's... Again, a guess, but that's just based on what I'm seeing in the trailer.
There was a part where they did show Kristen Wiig running. And I kind of hope they showed it again, but they only showed it for like a quick second. And she was kind of running like T2 or T1000 with the hands.
Yeah,
she was
doing the hands.
I was like, is that what happens?
I don't know.
She becomes like T1000.
Maybe Kristen Wiig's like, you know what? I'm going to throw a little funny in here and just, I'm going to run like T1000.
Yeah. That was a choice.
It was a choice.
Yeah. I got that from Groundlings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's coming out.
I mean, it's cool. I don't know how I feel about Wonder Woman lassoing and swinging on lightning like Spider-Man. Yeah. That part I was like,
I know she can fly in the currents.
She can fly. What is she doing lassoing lightning?
Also, how long is that fucking rope?
Right.
To reach lightning, which how do you know exactly how far that is? Because lightning could be right up. I've never been that close. Super up close to lightning. Some people have. Because they've been hit by lightning.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly how it works where like you're like, hey, I know how far that lightning is and my rope is 5 feet so I can swing it. But I mean, she's like flinging it and flying all over the fucking clouds.
Yeah, that part confused because I was like, wait, what are we doing with lightning? That part I was a little bit I mean, I'm still really excited for it. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. But again, there were a couple moments in the trailer where I was like,
Well, also, too, it's
question.
Like,
but it's a trailer. I mean, you never know.
It's a trailer. And also, we forget that this movie takes place in 1984.
Yes.
Because the first movie took place in the 40s.
In World War One.
World War One. Oh, okay.
That's why I'm like, how the fuck is Steve alive?
Yeah, and then this one takes place in 84 where he looks exactly the same.
Yeah, and then he sits down with Diana. He's like, you haven't aged a day. I'm like, hey, guess what, Chris Pine? Neither have you.
I'm so old now.
I'm going to guess because you're not real.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
It's in 1984, so we're rooted in that. There's like a scene where he's trying on pants.
Oh, it's a joke. Parachute pants. I think 1984 is way too early for parachute pants.
No, it's about works because breaking Electric Boogaloo, whatever.
Do they have parachute pants?
Oh, yeah, no. They're not really parachute. I mean, I don't know. They're not.
I don't know. I was saying. Like, I always picture MC Hammer. That's like early 90s.
No, I think that, I mean, maybe it was just a. I don't know. I don't know anything about parachute pants. I feel like it's accurate.
Okay.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they did their research and they made sure that to call the parachute pants within the right time epoch.
Well, he was wearing a fanny pack. So.
And he was wearing a fanny pack, which the fanny pack was probably coming into prominence then because we were, you know, because in the 80s, at least I remember a lot of wrestlers in the
All wrestlers were so excited when the fanny pack came out.
Well, that's how you go through. You keep the gimmicks. You keep the A to the Z, the fanny pack.
Because I was surprised they weren't talking about jams. You remember those pants?
Yeah.
Like, did you call them jams? Zubaw pants?
Well, Zubaws, yeah.
I remember.
I remember one time, speaking of fanny packs, I remember the one time I had a fanny pack, but I sold this thing.
Yeah.
A fanny pack, like the thing you bought to keep your Game Boy in.
Uh-huh.
But I remember using that to wear on when I was in a summer camp, I went on a trip. And I used that to keep my gimmick, my money,
sure,
all that stuff. And I remember one time trying to pull money out, and like I had the gimmick, and I was like, because the money wasn't in like the fanny pack, but it was like in like the like a zipper,
yeah,
whatever. And I remember trying to pull the money out, and like some guy passing by me give me a dirty look because it looked like I was digging in my shorts. I remember that. I remember the look of disdain on him. He was like, that kid's trying to pull out some whatever he's doing. What is that kid pulling out? I don't know.
Well, I just remember learning that fanny pack has a much different connotation in England than it does here.
Oh, yeah.
So
the word fanny does.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing.
So does fanny pack. Is fanny?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's like, what are you talking about fanny pack? Because fanny basically means pussy over there. So we're just walking around talking about pussy packs.
Pussy pack.
So you're Wonder like, Woman, what?
That was the alternate title for, instead of Wonder Woman 1984, it was being Wonder Woman Pussy Pack.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be awesome if it was called the Pussy Pack and it was just like, you know, like five like lady superheroes just kicking ass, call themselves
Goddamn,
the Pussy Pack.
Well, you should
pack.
Write that.
Right?
Call up Gail Simone. I feel like she would co-sign on this.
I feel like she would.
It's like, you know, let's get this, let's release this in black and white.
Yeah.
You know, independent comic, let's see how it goes.
So there was that. Then there was the Suicide Squad.
Which is, it's a sequel, but it's not a sequel.
Right. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Well, it's like
but it looks interesting.
It's a soft boot.
Yeah, it's a soft boot.
Soft boot.
Yeah.
So
there's all sorts of people, like John Cena's in it.
Well, because this time, okay, actually I have the cast in front of me.
All right, good.
So.
Because there were people, I'm like, who the fuck that is that guy supposed to be?
Because, well, there's a lot of these people that I'm reading in here are folks that were in the Suicide Squad, like whenever in the mid 2000s, you got Viola Davis as Amanda Waller,
right?
Joel Kinnaman as Rick Flag, so they're back.
Okay.
Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn,
right? Okay.
Jai Courtney is Captain Boomerang. So those are your ones that are returning.
Did he die in the first one? No, the guy who climbs walls died.
That was Slipknot.
Slipknot died. Okay, Slipknot. Sorry.
He was literally like, that's...
He was like, hello, I'm here, dead.
Well, that's what he's there for. That's what he's there for. And
He's there to prove that people actually die.
Yeah. So then you have Idris Elba, who a lot of people thought he was going to play Deadshot.
But he's not.
He plays Bloodsport, who is a Superman character.
Okay.
That enjoys guns.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't really help you when you're fighting Superman, but all right.
Well, he's not in the movie.
Oh, I know. You said he was a Superman character.
Oh, maybe he had kryptonite bullets. That's why.
Oh, there you go. Because I was like, if you're just shooting Superman, it's fucking nothing.
No, he had good bullets.
Okay, good.
John Cena's Peacemaker, who, big shout out to James Gunn and everybody getting behind this character and actually making it look like the character in the comics.
Yeah.
Because Peacemaker basically just, I don't know a ton about the guy. But he's kind of like a vigilante. I don't know if he's a vigilante. He's just like a...
He kind of, when I first saw him, because he plays Peacemaker.
Yes.
I honestly thought he was Guardian. Because he looks somewhat similar with that like shiny half helmet thing going on.
Yeah.
Because Guardian rocked that too. So I was like, wait, is that Guardian? No.
He's a super soldier, basically, who loves peace so much he's willing to kill for it. That'll
work.
That's that's who John Cena plays, and he's got that weird helmet where it's like a helmet, but then he's also got like a big tube over the top of like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
But they're going for it in the movie.
Well, that's the thing, they went for it.
And John Cena, who of course is just
he already looks like an action hero.
And it's a very, I like the costume, and I'm looking forward to some Peacemaker figures because if you got John Cena in your movie, you need to make, because he's basically a human action figure.
Oh, well, yeah, he is.
So, yeah, I think we need to see that. But I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we got here? Michael Rooker as Savant.
He's the white haired guy.
He's the white haired guy who I had no fucking clue who that was.
That's the thing. I saw him. I'm like, who's this dude with the white hair?
Yeah.
No fucking clue. I don't know who Savant is either. I'm not familiar.
I mean, Michael Rooker is great.
Yeah, but I don't know who Savant is.
Savant was a character who we just read the Wildcats. He's like Wildcat adjacent.
Oh.
In some ways, so it's like, of course, I wouldn't know who the fuck.
Yeah, I never got.
But he also was a part of like in kind of messing around in the Suicide Squad, so he's there.
Sure,
Michael Rooker's awesome. You know, I mean, he made Yondu a fucking.
Yeah, no, he was great. Yeah, no, he was. He's. I. It's not that I question Michael Rooker. I'm just like, who the fuck is this guy?
Well, no, but I'm saying, but he can take a. But he'll make a. He'll take a jabroni Wildstorm character and probably make him super over. So,
well, hopefully,
great. Peter Capaldi as the Thinker, or okay. Think, or just Thinker. Peter Capaldi, who...
I don't even know if I remember seeing him in the trailer. What is he wearing?
He's wearing, like, a helmet with, like, wires sticking out of it.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Peter Capaldi, he was one of the Doctors.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Who. He played Doctor Who. Like, I think he replaced...
yeah, I just don't remember seeing that character at all. I mean, I'm sure there was that big montage of all them walking together, but I was so confused by who the white-haired guy was that I was like, what in the fuck is happening? That I missed, like, most everybody.
Clifford Carmichael, friend of Firestorm.
Oh, your buddy.
Who acquires the thinking cap at some point.
Okay.
And then he gets killed.
Sure.
That's where maybe he does. I don't know.
Now we're like in an X-Files episode. All I can hear is like the lone gunman going like, we call him the Thinker. He's a super hacker. He really, there was a character they called the Thinker. Yeah. Anyway, he ended up dead.
Well, he ended up dead in his movie too. Pete Davidson as Blackguard. Now, Blackguard is also, I believe, a Firestorm friend. Oh, no, he's not. He's in Booster Gold.
Sure.
He debuted in Booster Gold number one and basically has a total of 14 appearances. His shoot name is Richard Hertz, which I enjoy.
Yeah, I just, I'm like, why is Pete Davidson in this movie? Whatever.
He has an armor that creates... pure energy that creates and great women's out of that. He's basically going to be the Slipknot of this movie.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because he's just going to be there and he's going to be like, hey, I'm Pete Davidson. He's going to get murdered.
I am not on the Pete Davidson train. I don't understand it. I think I'm too old.
He's kind of like I feel like for a lot of kids, for a lot of the younger people, he's kind of like their David Spade. Because he's obviously in SNL. I feel like that's kind of like his where he's at, you know, because I mean... he's like super young too.
Yeah, he's not very old. He's, you know, it's kind of one of those. I feel like a lot of times he gets thrown in things because it's like, man, did you know about his dad?
His dad died in 9/11.
Yeah, well, here's a story. Did you want to know about his dad? This is we're going to talk about his dad. And I mean, like, yes, I'm.
That's a whole like premise of like that movie on Amazon.
Yeah,
too,
King of
it?
Staten Island or whatever it's called. Yeah. And I'm just like, because I feel like his role in SNL is what Jimmy Fallon was, where it was like, let's break every 3 minutes and just laugh at myself.
Yeah.
I just don't get Pete Davidson. Sorry. And his shitty tattoos.
Dave, and I don't know how to really say this last name, but I know this guy. I'm trying to think what he's from. David Dastmalchian.
I don't know who that is.
He plays Polka Dot Man.
Oh, yes. I do remember seeing Polka Dot Man, which, you know what? That's kind of a big swing to throw somebody like Polka Dot Man into your fucking movie.
David Dastmalchian. I wish I could say this name correctly, but he is in stuff. He was in the MacGyver reboot.
I don't think I saw that.
He played a character named Dwight Pollard on Gotham.
That must have been after we stopped watching Gotham.
He's in the Angry Video Game Nerd movie.
Oh, your buddy.
Uh-huh. Just a lot of bit things.
Yeah.
Cool. There's something else. He was, it also like, because it's on the IMDb, it shows you like the big things they're in.
Yeah.
And like, it just shows Dark Knight. I'm like, who the fuck was he in Dark Knight? Joker's thug.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think it's kind of cool that they decided to put somebody as obscure as Polka Dot Man in this movie.
He played Abracadabra in The Flash.
Sure.
Show on WB.
I'm kind of here for it. Yeah. You know, like I said, I'm interested by this movie.
He's a guy that you think might get murdered.
Sure.
First.
He could get murdered
first. It's a toss-up between him and
Pete Davidson.
and Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson might last a little bit longer because he has more name recognition.
Yeah.
But
then there's Nathan Fillion, of course.
Of course.
Because it's a James Gunn movie. Nathan Fillion as TDK. I try to look up who the hell TDK is. TDK.
Bind, torture, kill?
Yes, BTK.
Oh, hey, Andy, and joining the Suicide Squad, a serial killer.
Well, I mean,
you're, I mean, there's plenty of them in there. They are a bunch of murderers. Is that guy dead?
With the TDK, the
BTK killer. He would never have gotten caught if he didn't open his fucking mouth.
Was he go on Twitter and say, "Hey, I'm the BTK killer"?
He like went dormant for a long time and then like popped back up and started taunting the cops, and that's how they caught him.
Well, that's
he might have.
Yeah. Then we have
Still alive. Still alive.
Yeah.
BTK.
Well, he's in prison.
He is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's in prison.
Flula Borg as Javelin.
That's right. I forgot him because I saw him. They're doing like a talking head. And I was like, hey, it's that guy from what? Pitch Perfect 3 or whatever.
Pitch Perfect 3. He's a comedian. You know, just this German comedian. He's actually been. He was on Thug Kitchen once. The podcast. And he was very. He's very funny. I think he's funny. He is. He's a good. He seems like a good natured dude.
Yeah.
And he plays Javelin. The only reason why I know who Javelin is immediately is because a couple months ago we did a Green Lantern.
Right. And he was in it.
He faces off against Javelin, and Javelin's got fucking yellow javelins, and Green Lantern's like, ah, shit. So
yellow.
So that was a dude. That's a dude. And the Javelin's a German guy.
Right.
Flula Borg, German guy.
Cool.
Flula Borg. Also, he's the yellow guy in the trailers who were just like, who the fuck is this yellow
that's
guy?
That's right, the yellow guy.
Because there's this guy in like a yellow and blue outfit.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
it's a very
who
like
is that guy?
Literal interpretation of this character.
Yeah.
Because the guy's also got like blonde, you know, Flula Borg's also wearing like a blonde wig and shit.
Sure.
I'm just going to go through these fast because I feel like we're.
I know, because I still want to talk about Batman.
Well, we got to talk about Batman. Jesus Christ, we got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Where am I? Daniela Melchior as Ratcatcher 2.
Okay.
Steve Agee as King Shark.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's CGI, though.
He's CGI and also close friend of James Gunn.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's great. And Steve Agee's funny.
He's funny.
That'll be fun. I mean, King Shark's getting. I remember he was on the Flash show for a second.
I was excited he was on the Flash show.
Yeah.
But he was only on it for like one episode, and that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but then, he's in this movie, and then he's also in the
Harley Quinn cartoon.
Harley Quinn cartoon, which, I mean, Rob Bunch just fucking nails it.
Fucking great, because he's wearing cargo shorts.
Yeah, he's wearing cargo shorts and he just looks like a nice cozy hoodie.
Yeah, just a hoodie.
And he
wears little glasses, and he like goes on the internet. It's just the best. It really is great. That Harley Quinn show, it's worth every fucking penny of your subscription to. Yeah. HBO Max, wherever the fuck it is now.
Mailing New as Mongal, who is Mongol's daughter.
There's a lot of people in this Suicide Squad.
Yeah, there is.
Why are there so many people?
Okay. Because they need people to kill off, hopefully. If it's James Gunn, I feel like he might be more liberal in killing off some of these characters.
Bye, Polka Dot Man.
Polka Dot Man, Blackguard, Mongal,
yeah,
Ratcatcher. Yeah. 500, whatever.
Sure.
Alice Braga as Sulsoria. That's another character I couldn't find.
I don't know who the fuck
about.
That is.
Joaquin Cosio as Major General Suarez. I'm assuming it's one of the villains. Whatever. Juan Diego Bato as General Luna. And last but not least, Sean Gunn. James Gunn's brother, who is all in all of his movies.
And also Kirk from the Gilmore Girls.
Right. But he plays Weasel, which
he's probably gonna be a CGI thing again.
Well, it is. There's actually a shot in there that kind of freaks me out because Weasel looks like an actual like human weasel.
Yeah.
And it's like there's this part where he's like licking the screen or something. It looks freaky.
Yeah.
And
he was Rocket too. He was not the voice of.
He was the body of Rocket.
He was the body of Rocket.
Yeah, he did the mocap for Rocket. And I think
He was also like a dude, like a guard or a pirate or something.
Well, he's one of the dudes that hung out with Taserface.
But in the second one.
Yeah, in the second Guardians, So yeah, so that's the cast. You know what, whatever. Sign me up. I'll see it.
Yeah, a lot of people. Maybe too many. But we'll see how it goes.
See it. And then this real quick. So before we get to Batman, there's also the Gotham Knights game that's coming out. Which
looks interesting.
I didn't play Gotham Knight.
No, I didn't.
That one at all.
We don't have that one.
What is it? Arkham Knight?
Yeah.
So I didn't play that, but
if it's ever $19.99, I'm buying it.
Yeah. I'll wait till it goes on sale.
Yeah, that's kind of where it is.
PS5.
Jesus. Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these games were like, hey, here it is. And they're like, coming out 2022 and they're going to be on PS5.
Well, that's the Suicide Squad one, which they're also doing like a, they're going to do like a Gotham.
Are they going to put Outcast in it?
Apparently they licensed.
I couldn't tell.
B.O.B. in there.
I couldn't tell with, because it was a lot more obvious in the Gotham Knights trailer what was gameplay and what was a cutscene. I couldn't tell if them beating up all those people was gameplay or part of their cutscene.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I'm like, okay.
So,
but I mean, they both look cool. They look like they might be fun.
Apparently in this one, they're playing the Superman's just frying people. They're fighting the Justice League or something in the Suicide Squad one. So.
Yeah.
And then last but not least.
The Batman. Yes.
So the trailer for The Batman.
Finally dropped. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I did. I really liked it. There wasn't anything in there that I was like, what? I really appreciated it. I know everybody on Twitter was like making fun of that shot at the very end of Robert Pattinson where he takes off the cowl and he's got all the eye makeup.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, it's the Crow. And I'm like, I'm glad they finally did that because, I love Batman Returns. Love it. That scene at the very end where he's like, no, Selina, it's me. And he like goes to rip off his own cowl. You see Michael Keaton in the cowl with obviously black eye makeup. He rips it off. It's gone in the next second.
Yeah.
That has always bugged me because I'm like, come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
So thank God. Finally, we got a Batman wearing his black eyeliner because, you know, he does.
Yeah, we need to. Because
unless he's wearing the lenses like he does in the comics.
So but yeah, in this one, he's, you know, he'd have to get upright. Have we heard a movie? And maybe at least I haven't watched one where Robert Pattinson does an American accent.
Was supposed to in whatever that surprise 9/11 movie was. I never saw it. It's the one, I know. For whatever fucking movie this is, but it's
Remember Me.
That's it, where it's like everything's all happy and he like lives in New York and then like it ends with him going to the towers to go to work and he dies.
You know what the soundtrack is?
Huh?
It's just Remember Me.
thought you were going to say Hallelujah just over.
Oh, Hallelujah. Actually, yeah, it's Hallelujah and then it's just that clip of.
It's Hallelujah as he walks towards the towers in slow motion.
And then it's just the clip from. Futurama. Bender be like, remember me.
But no, I think it looks really cool. I'm glad we're getting the Riddler. That's exciting.
There's a thing in that trailer.
Yeah.
I feel like it was difficult to determine exactly who the villain is.
So
at least to me, I mean,
I know we're getting the Riddler. I mean, obviously, because there's a riddle in it, you know, where he's like, when that whoever that voiceover is, where he's reading the clue, he's like something, your eye, or I forget what it is. So I think that's the Riddler.
Okay.
Apparently, the word is we're also getting the Penguin.
Okay.
I don't know which one that was supposed to be, and obviously Catwoman's in it too.
Okay.
That was obvious that it was her.
Yeah, that we did have a Catwoman sighting in there for a second.
Yeah.
And then some good, the suit looks good.
So, you know what? The suit looked great. I really thought, especially in that one scene where you get to see, like, from the waist up where he's, like, in the whatever, where that guy got his head taped closed. So here's my theory about this movie. And this is my theory. I have no proof for this. This is, like, what I wish would happen, but I'm sure it's not going to. I want the guy who got his head taped up to actually be Bruce. And I want Batman to be Terry McGinnis. And I want this to be a Batman Forever movie. Or a Batman Beyond movie.
Hmm.
That would be so good.
Surprise Batman Beyond movie.
Oh, my God. How fucking cool would that be? And it's like, you know, that's where it's like no more lies like written on his face. And
yeah, that's right. There's like
there's a guy getting
the trailer. All you hear is some dude face taped. Duct tape.
Yeah, I'm just like,
that's how this Batman trailer starts. We're not just like,
somebody, it just starts with the sound of somebody ripping duct tape off the roll. I would love it if that were Bruce. It's probably not. I'm sure it's not, but God damn it, how cool.
It's Alfred. Probably doing it to Alfred. It's probably something terrible. I know,
poor fucking Alfred, but it should be.
Who plays Alfred in this?
I have no idea. I don't even remember seeing him in the trailer unless he's the guy with the tape on his face.
No, wasn't he doing the voiceover? I feel like he was the one that was talking.
I thought that was Riddler talking to him because there's a couple different voices. Mm. Also, can I just say it's kind of amazing when Batman is fighting that like group of Slipknot cosplayers. He's like, And he's like, that guy goes to hit him with a bat or whatever, and he just breaks that guy's arm and just beats the ever-loving fuck out of him. That's kind of great.
There are some heavy meat punch.
Oh, my punching. God. He just turned him into meat. I was like, this is kind of great.
So, okay. Robert Pattinson is Bruce Wayne Batman. That's what
I want him to be. Terry McGinnis. I know it's not going to happen. See.
Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell is a Penguin. This is what IMDb says.
Right.
This could also change by the time
sure.
he comes out. Paul Dano is a Riddler. Andy Serkis is Alfred.
I don't remember seeing him at all.
Well, I don't think we did see him.
Okay.
But we heard him talking.
Oh, okay.
I think we actually just weren't hearing
him. There were a lot of voices like going right next to each other. I couldn't tell who was who.
And then I saw Jeffrey Wright. He's Gordon.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So then John Turturro is there and he's Falcone.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And then I don't see any other names here.
Well, that's the thing. I'm hoping they keep this all into wrap. And
like, oh no, I'm fine with that. I'm not gonna. I'll just watch the trailers that come.
Yeah,
I'll probably never go to a movie theater until that movie comes out. If we get a chance to go to movie theaters again.
Yeah.
And I know we can go to movie theaters again, but I ain't until I get to go. Me.
Yeah. No, I'm not going.
And you.
I know. I'm not going.
Can't go.
No.
Because
the vid.
The fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
You know. But I'm down with it. I'm looking forward to this. Yeah,
no, I thought it looked really, really cool.
The suit, you know what? The suit looks good.
Look good. You know what else I didn't see in this trailer? Pearls.
Oh, man.
I didn't see.
You know what? I looked in this. I did not see a Thomas Wayne or a Martha Wayne.
It doesn't mean they're not in there, but you know what? I didn't see any fucking pearls falling in this trailer, so plus one.
If we go with this whole movie without them pearls.
Oh, it's the best Batman movie I'll ever made.
Give it all the Oscars. Just give it. Let's create some awards. For like
no pearls
quality comic book movies.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really cool. I'm
giving those.
I'm definitely interested in it. The trailer looks, the suit looks way better than I thought based on those couple pictures.
Weren't you upset about the ears?
I was I think it was because the picture that I saw was the one with him on the bike.
Yeah.
And the cowl looked weird and bulbous, but I think it kind of has to because it's a bike helmet.
Okay.
So
we do see that scene.
And the ears looked weirdly stubby, but I didn't notice them.
No, I didn't notice it either.
Like I said, I thought the suit looked really good.
Patton Oswalt. Robert Pattinson.
He's got a good jaw.
He does got a good jaw. His face, like the rest of his face, eh.
Eh. I think I was way too old for the Robert Pattinson train. Like,
well, clearly, yeah. Obviously. I mean, that was like a different generation.
Yeah, so I feel like I know people are like, oh my God, he's so hot. And I'm like, just kind of looks like a guy, which good for him.
He did look bulkier.
Oh, I'm sure he bulked up a little.
Yeah. I mean, he looked good. As far as like stature, because you mean at least, you know, because when we heard that he was going to be Batman, it's like, well, I always kind of picture him as being like a frail vampire. You know, not so much Batman. Like Ben Affleck actually went out of his way to get fucking yoked. Just,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, where I know before we were.
That's where I kind of feel like a Robert Pattinson body type is Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond. He's a Nightwing.
Yeah, Terry McGinnis.
You know what I mean? Like, always, he's got that like leaner. He's still in great shape. He just got that like leaner physique instead of like the modern Batman who's just like yoked out of his goddamn mind, can't fit through a goddamn door.
So huge,
right?
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, cool. Good on DC for actually providing something decent in all of this stuff.
No, this is kind of cool.
And not just a bunch of hoo-ha garbage that they're usually known to provide.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like after the last Suicide Squad movie, which I hated, because I just thought it was like four movies shoved together. I didn't really feel like
it's a really intense.
It's just a mess
movie.
Like
where
the
there's
first
so
half
much
an hour is just like a bunch of music videos.
Yeah. And then you got the fucking, we have to save the fucking world.
Right. And then you have the same like, hey, look, it's a beam coming down from space shit that was in like what, like nine other movies.
Yeah.
So
this one actually seems like the way that James Gunn describes it in the trailer, like in this package or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, it's going to be like an old school, like war movie. It's going to be like a 70s like war movie or something that, you know, kind of like a Predator.
Oh, awesome.
You know,
great.
In a way, or Predator kind of premise, because the Predator, you know, it's not like, I mean, yeah, he's an alien coming down to do shit on Earth, but it's not like the entire Earth is fucking threatened.
Yeah.
And everybody knows what's going on. Like, it's just happening in that jungle.
Right.
So maybe we're just kind of getting something a little more contained.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain.
I would appreciate that. Because, I mean, and this is not just on DC. Marvel does this too, where every single fucking movie is a world-ending thing, which is why I like those Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because I'm thinking about, like, Eternals,
yeah.
And I'm like, Are they going to make this a big fucking world-ending movie? You know,
yeah, because it's an MCU. I'm kind of tired of that because we've seen it so many times where it's like, the world is at stake. And it's like, how about just the cities at stake, bro? How about just like, you know, your neighborhood's in trouble? Yeah, Shazam kind of did that a little
Shazam,
bit.
Yeah, Shazam was kept it pretty local.
Yeah. So yeah. I appreciate that. So I'm hoping we do a little bit more of that. Like that's Birds of Prey did that.
Yeah. I should watch Birds of Prey again.
Yeah. Nobody, you know, the world was not at stake at Birds of Prey.
No. We saw it in the theater and I liked it, but I feel like I need another go around on it because some people just give it more praise and I'm just like, okay, maybe I should give it another
it's
view.
On bow.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. I mean, they just put up Apocalypse War.
Yeah, we got to watch that.
Justice League Dark, I think it is, or just whatever. It's just one of those things. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff up there. So yeah, I guess that's a lot to talk about right now. So I guess we'll just take a break.
Sure.
Because, there's so much. There was so much news.
There was so much news for once.
And we have thoughts.
On the news. I'm sure there might even be. Is that thing continuing today?
It might. I don't know.
I don't know how.
Because we're taping this on the Sunday. So the day after all
this stuff came out. The day after all that shit came out, yeah.
Because this way I get to record, edit this during the week and have it actually come out on the day it's supposed to.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. So anyways, folks, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Need a podcast talking about weird stuff? Well, then we've got just the thing for you. Into the Weird, a podcast chronicling the madness and magnificence of the mighty Marvel Bronze Age of comics, featuring the voice talents of Mr. Billy Delicious.
Hola.
Mr. Herman Hellstrom Lowe.
Hey there.
And straight from the long box of darkness, his infernal majesty Dormammu.
How are you doing?
And many more. But wait a minute. You might be thinking, aren't all comics infused with a grain of weirdness? I mean, Reed Richards can stretch every single part of his body, right? And why did Ultron design the Vision with working genitalia? Well, you would be correct, but Into the Weird isn't just any regular comic book show, folks. We focus on the really bizarre. Here are a few examples.
A sword and sorcery barbarian grown spontaneously from a jar of peanut butter.
A duck running for president of the United States.
Benjamin Franklin playing hide the sausage with Doctor Strange's girlfriend, Clea.
A giant-sized man-thing lamenting the death of a clown.
A serial killer obsessed with killing only fools, dressed as cavalier with laser guns after witnessing a priest fornicating.
And so much more. So if you like the wonderful weirdness of the Bronze Age from 1970 to 1985, and characters such as Ghost Rider, Morbius, The Defenders, Man-Thing, Son of Satan, Skull the Slayer, Killraven, Howard the Duck, and the weird granddaddy of them all, Dr. Stephen Strange, then this is the show for you.
ITW's on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and TuneIn. Hit subscribe and join us for a comic-filled jaunt into the weird.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Superman's Pal, Jimmy Olsen, number one.
Oh, shit. Well, only a story.
Oh, okay. That book's fine. From October 1954 and Superman's Friend, Jimmy Olsen, number two from December 1954. We are only doing two stories from one from each of these books. And the reason and we're doing this because of the
they're short.
And also because we have the Showcase Presents Superman Family Volume 1.
Yep.
Which collects Superman's Pal Jimmy Olsen numbers 1 through 22. As well as Showcase number 9, which features the first ever Lois Lane solo story.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen picked this one because we needed to get something
different.
We needed something hardcore for our show.
Yeah.
To get out of the old
quarantine comics.
So we'll have some fun with this because fuck Jimmy Olsen and his super friend. Fuck Superman. Fuck Clark Kent. Fuck all these people in these books. Bunch of dummies. But anyways, from the first book, we're doing... this is the first issue of Superman's Pal, Jimmy Olsen. Jimmy Olsen obviously existed before this book came out. He wouldn't have gotten his own book if he didn't. But this is what's going on in the first issue. This is what everybody gets to keep coming back for every month.
Yep.
So we start with the story.
It also looks like, just based on the cover.
Well, let's talk about the cover real quick.
Yeah, it looks like they came out like bi-monthly. Yeah, so it was like November, December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the cover of the comic, though, for issue number one, it just has Superman, or it has Jimmy Olsen sitting in a vanity mirror saying, "I'll solve this case without Superman's help." And he's putting a mustache on his face.
Yeah.
And he's got a whatever. And Superman's standing outside the door being like, "Hey, get a load of this dipshit."
Yeah. Who thinks he can do anything without Superman?
Featuring the Boy of 100 Faces. But we're not reading the Boy of 100 Faces.
No, because that one's boring. I already read it.
We're reading The Man of Steel's Substitute, which basically it gives us an insight into what people thought Superman what represented.
I think it gives us a good window into some attitudes from the 1950s that still exist today.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Well, it starts off with this deal where Superman. Okay, so we got Jimmy standing on a ledge of some sort, and he's holding. Well, you think it's Superman, but it
just looks like a cardboard cutout.
Cardboard cutout, and
like you would see it in a movie theater.
And then he's looking at a bear, and a bear is like, "Ah!"
Which, by the way, can we just say false advertising? That bear never comes.
That bear.
And there's like he's on a cliff, and there's a bear behind him. He's like, "Rawr!" And you're like, "Oh my god, Jimmy's going to be eaten by a bear! Wouldn't that be great?"
Yeah.
There is no bear.
So basically, okay, so Jimmy is at the Daily Planet.
Yes,
and he gets a bunch of calls for Superman because everybody
apparently
knows.
It's like the Superman helpline.
Yeah.
So everybody's calling being like, "Hey, I have a problem." There's a list, too, which is really funny.
Well, the woman calls and she's like, "My cat's in a tree." Well, actually, this is I didn't know you could use tree as a verb.
Oh, my cat's been treed?
Treed.
Yeah, you like a... Oh, I've seen it before. Like, if you're hunting something, it chases something into a tree, like you've treed a raccoon.
Okay, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I learned that today from this Superman comic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Jimmy, some woman's like, "My cat's in the tree." And Jimmy's like, "All right, let me write this down with the rest of them." And the request for Superman's help reads as so. Find lost dog.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he could probably do that pretty easy because it's like, "Hey, Superman, look for my dog. You have X-ray vision and you could see things. You have telescopic vision. So just stand up really high in the places where I think the dog might be and look for the dog." Okay, fair enough. Dig a well. Get a fucking shovel.
Right.
You ass. Change a flat tire again.
Again, like, dude, he's not AAA.
Yeah. He's like, not AAA.
Call a mechanic. You don't need Superman to change your flat tire.
This one is something.
Is this the baby?
Mind a cranky baby. How is he supposed to do that?
He's just hang out with a baby.
Is he going to...
I mean, fair enough. Babies can be assholes. Who wants to hang out with babies? So you just give them to somebody else.
But Superman, come on.
This is why we don't have children. I'd be like, "Somebody else take this baby. Superman, help me.
Is he a nanny?
Bring this baby back when it has some sort of personality. And it's
raise
not
this
just
child.
Eating and shitting."
It just says, "Raise child."
Raise my child until it's interesting enough.
Well, he just takes him to the friggin' Fortress of Solitude and has his robots raise children until they come back.
I mean, he has all those robots.
That's what he has them for, to raise kids.
Well, what the hell, man?
They produce their own milk and everything.
If I could have gotten a super nanny, Maybe we would have had kids.
I don't know about that.
What, one we can just hand off to Superman?
Yeah, well, then what's the point of even having a kid? Just being like, bring him back when he actually likes shit.
Well, that's what I mean. When he has a personality.
But then you still have to deal with his fucking teenagers and them being stupid.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Mm. And then paint a house again.
Then
do it yourself.
Right, hire somebody.
Or do it yourself.
Right, or, I mean, if you need help, hire somebody. That's literally what these businesses are for. Superman is taking business away from hardworking Americans.
He sure is. And lastly, save a treed dog.
How does a dog get in a tree?
I think it's supposed to say treed cat.
Oh, okay.
But Jimmy just wrote down wrong. Jimmy, because Jimmy's going to give this list to Superman. He's going to be like, wait a minute. So I'm fighting a dog, and then there's a dog in a tree?
Right. How the dog?
What is this shit?
I didn't realize dogs could climb trees.
He hits Jimmy with a pad, breaks his head open.
That'd be great.
So we get to the crux of this story where...
where Jimmy's just like, you know, I need to help Superman.
Jimmy's like, yeah, I'm going to help Superman. Superman's out in the Alps, doing something important.
Yeah,
digging people out of an avalanche.
Yes, that's what you need a Superman for. You don't need a Superman to come help fucking change your flat tire.
Apparently somebody came by to the Daily Planet and being like, hey, my safe is, I don't remember the combination to my safe. Could Superman rip it open for me?
Right, like, call a locksmith. My God.
And Jimmy's like, the fuck? Why don't you just call the safe company or do something?
Yeah.
I'm
with Jimmy on that, too. That makes a lot of sense.
So Superman made a deal with a construction company to... inspect steel girders for flaws because the steel girder company sent out a bunch of steel girders to a contractor and they're like, oops,
and they were fucked up.
These might be faulty. I don't know. So we need Superman to come and look at them with his X-ray eyes.
Yeah.
He promised to do this.
Yes, he did.
And he also, at the same time, inspired a bunch of...
No. What happened was the contractor putting up this bridge needed people, and he needed them fast. So what Superman did was he recruited.
Well, same thing.
Not really.
Well, because they got inspired by him.
No, they were recruited by Superman.
So he just found a bunch of...
Hey, I can help you guys get off your, you know, out of your bad luck. If you come with a, you know, I can get you a job, basically. So, you know, you can get on your feet.
Superman is Apple One.
Yeah.
He's the temp agency.
All these guys are like, yeah, that's great. We're going to go work. So he basically got this contractor to hire a bunch of basically homeless men.
Or as they're called in this book, human derelicts.
Awful.
Which I understand using the word derelict, but sure, why do you have to put the word human in front of it?
Exactly. What's a non-human derelict? Like, what is that?
Yeah, like...
What does that mean?
It could be an... alien, could be
a dog.
Dog derelict.
Can dogs be derelicts?
Dogs are out of work. Put the dogs to work, Superman. This giraffe needs a job.
We're gonna get
look
jobs.
At him living under the bridge. Look at his head sticking up over the bridge that he's living under.
We get jobs for all the giraffes.
Trump's, you know, trying to get reelected. You know, maybe
I would say Trump's going to start calling people human derelicts, but that's like too complex a sentence.
That's too nice of a term that they fucking...
It's also too complex a sentence for him to say.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what the word derelict means.
Yeah, and I really don't know if he knows what human means either.
Yeah, that's what those two words are foreign to him.
Yeah, what?
So they're there and Superman's supposed to be there to help out.
Yeah.
But then
he doesn't come.
He's not there. And then the homeless guys are like, hey, who needs the work anyway?
They're like, we're just going to go back to being lazy. Fuck working. We want to go sleep under a bridge. And I'm like, what in the, like, this is what I mean by like that gross attitude of like, poor people are poor because they're lazy.
Yeah, because they choose to be poor.
Yeah, no. That's not how that shit works, dude.
Yeah. So the contractor is like, he calls up Jimmy and he's like, the fuck, Jimmy? You know, we're Superman. And Jimmy's like...
he's like, all my dudes are going to walk off this fucking job if Superman doesn't show up and do the X-ray eye thing.
Yeah. So Jimmy's like...
do the magic eye thing.
Baby, do the eye thing.
Yeah, exactly. Baby, do the eye thing.
My favorite line. That's one of my favorite lines in that movie.
Baby,
show.
Do the magic hand thing.
I cannot wait for season two.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Of The Mandalorian.
Sasha Banks is going to be in season two.
I wonder what she's going to be doing.
I don't know. Maybe she's going to tell the baby to do the magic hand thing.
I hope so.
She's a Carl. What's that? What is Carl Weathers' name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I forgot what his name. I was going to say, maybe it's his baby.
Lando? No.
No, he's not Lando.
Not Lando. I don't know who he's supposed to be. Lando.
So Jimmy's like, all right, let me see what Superman is. Superman's not responding. So he goes to Perry White and he's like, yo, Perry, can I borrow the helicopter?
No, it's not even called the helicopter. It's called like the flying newsroom.
Flying newsroom. But he's like, yo, can I borrow the helicopter? Perry White's like, sure.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And he goes to his... goes home and he goes into his Superman shrine.
Yeah, this
room,
is
room.
This is upsetting.
Because Jimmy Olsen making a salary at the Daily Planet that not it's only allows
the
him
50s.
To right. But I'm yeah. saying he's making enough money to have a Superman room in his entire
apartment.
His apartment.
Because it was the 50s when we actually paid people a living wage.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what he does, his idea is he's got some movie reels of Superman that he's going to use. And then he splices together an auto recording
mm-hmm.
of Superman saying different words at different times to.
He does a deep fake.
What?
A deep fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, hello, I'm Superman. I am late. You know, whatever.
You're quite good at turning me on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jimmy definitely has that. I do like that he uses, there's a recording of Superman at a banquet.
Superman's like, sorry, I'm late to this banquet.
Y'all
save some tater salad.
like Superman 3. That's right, because he's supposed to be. He's got that. He's spooning that salad.
That's right.
He's spooning that overnight salad. Just sitting there.
That's
he's
right. Like it was left sitting out in the gym all night long, and Lana's like, "Oh, it's still left over." I'd be like, "Someone's gonna die."
Well, you know, Superman's super bowels can protect him from the curdling of the egg salad. Superman of the mayonnaise in said salad.
He's not gonna get E. coli.
You know, oh no,
not Superman.
No, let's get his antibodies. Let's see if we can cure that.
He doesn't get COVID.
No. Superman just kind of looking at us like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
He's like, I don't have to wear a mask.
He's on Fox News. He's like, I don't wear a mask. That's because I can't die on this planet.
Yeah, nothing on your planet will kill me.
Yeah,
except this one rock.
But I mean, you probably should wear a mask.
Yeah, y'all should.
I'll breathe it in. I don't give a fuck. So Jimmy's like, all right, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put together this audio recording and get these films, and then I'm going to dress up as Superman.
Which apparently Jimmy has like a perfect recreation of Superman's suit from a, quote, party he went to. Jimmy's so obsessed with Superman that he just like has this suit in his closet.
Yeah. So I shouldn't call them derelicts.
No, you should not.
The dudes are like, Superman broke a promise to us. Fuck him. We're going to leave.
Also, fuck, we're eating.
Also, fuck work. You know, because
I'd rather starve
because an impossible man won't show up to do a pre-check on some
exactly.
because somebody else fucked up their job. I got to wait for this other guy to show up and I don't want to wait that long
exactly.
because I'm poor and I'd rather not work.
Also, you're on the clock, dude.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to sit there. Why are you complaining?
Yeah, this guy's supposed to pay you.
Yeah, you're on the fucking clock. What the fuck are you complaining about? It's like, oh, no, Superman didn't show up. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess. You're still getting paid. You're going to walk off the job. What are you doing?
So here's what Jimmy does. Jimmy does a shadow puppet in front of a projector.
Yeah.
On a mountain.
In the middle of day,
in the middle
by
of
the
day,
way, and works, somehow this works shows really up.
Fine so that people are like, hey, that's Superman's shadow. He's coming. And he does a kayfabe whoosh.
Uh-huh.
And he dresses up as Superman.
Yeah. And he like stands at like the very top of like a cliff.
A cliff. And he stands far enough away, though, so that you can't actually tell.
Right.
That it is
just,
not him.
Yeah, but it just looks like him.
But it's just Jimmy wearing the Superman outfit. And he's also got a wig on his head.
He's got a wig on his head that looks like that scene in Christmas Vacation where the old man comes Uncle Lewis comes and he's just wearing that fucking like obvious rug on his head. That's what Jimmy looks like.
He took a shitty toupee and put it on top of his own red hair. So he's got the red hair around the sides.
Yeah.
Then like this shitty black toupee on top of his head. And everybody's like, this will fool everybody.
I'm far enough away that this will fool all people.
And so he uses a speech, like a big megaphone to shoot out this tape he made. Hello, friends. I am sorry I'm late, but you know I don't break promises. I have to do other stuff, but just hang tight.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh man, Superman sounds great.
Yeah.
And
time for me to show Superman leaving.
To really seal the deal, Jimmy has a inflatable float of Superman, but it's
like from the Macy's Day Parade. But it's really tiny.
But the float is the same size. It's like of Superman.
Yeah, it's just
of like his actual body.
Right.
So he throws the float. He throws this balloon and he flies. And he's like, the wind's great. It's going to carry. So here goes this balloon.
Yeah.
And
they're like, oh, man, I guess I won't be lazy and stop getting paid for just sitting here.
Yeah.
But and so this balloon flies off, but it pops.
No. What happened? Well, so as that's flying away, some of the girders on this bridge that's being built start slipping. And Jimmy has to be like, hey, for a shoot. He has to be like, hey, watch out.
You guys don't die.
And they get out of the way. But then they're like, but that wasn't Superman's.
Right.
So he runs away. His cape gets caught. No bear. But his cape gets caught. It rips the costume.
Really should have been a bear.
And they're like, and they could see. Now apparently they could see.
Right now.
Clear enough that it's not him. They can see this idiot running away and getting his suit ripped. And then as that's happening, the balloon deflates and falls on top of one of these guys. And so you get this panel of this balloon just looking at it. It's just
like laying on a guy's head. And it's like Superman's deflated face just like draped over a guy's skull.
I just imagine it's coming down going. And it's just like, oh, no, Superman's passing gas on me. What's happening? His skin fell off as he was flying by.
Oh, no, not Superman. Skin.
Oh no, it's fan. Oh no, we better get this to DC Comics so they can make a suit fandom out of it. So they're like, well, this was a bunch of bullshit.
They're like, this isn't Superman.
And they're right. And I mean, look, I know they probably should wait. But I mean,
but they were also like, wait, like, what is going on? Why is somebody pretending to be Superman? And then Superman's like, don't worry, I've been here the whole time posing as a homeless man.
That part I didn't get. Like, I'm like, well, why are you doing that?
Right.
Does he explain why he did that?
No, he's like, oh, I think he's like, oh, I got here while Jimmy was doing his thing, but so I didn't want to upset him, so I just put on this costume.
I got my hobo costume.
Wouldn't you notice? Nearby. He'd be like, who's this guy who hasn't been working with us all day? All of a sudden just fucking shows up.
Who's this jacked hobo?
Right? Who's this super jack guy?
What's this guy been eating? How's he been eating? This hobo's looking great. But Superman decides to reveal himself because then the bridge starts falling apart.
Right.
And Superman's like, well, okay, I'll go up there and I'll fix it. And then I'll start punching some rivets into these things. Well, he punches the rivet. He says, I hammer them in with my fists and then I heat them.
Yeah, well, he hits them so hard, like they heat up.
Oh.
So they fit. It doesn't matter if they're not the right size. They're going to fit because Superman's basically fucking forcing him in the hole.
Yeah, sure.
He's doing a Jen special. Just like, I'm going to make this thing fucking fit.
It doesn't matter if it looks good, it gets done.
This is fucking working on this thing all day.
Yeah, that was us putting up that
fucking pergola.
Pergola,
yeah.
Back there.
Oh, that thing sucked.
So then he checks out the girders. They're like, yo, these girders are good. Then the guys are like, hey, thanks, Superman. You know, you've inspired me.
Not to be lazy.
And we're going to change our lives around. So then we jump to Jimmy. He's at home. Having a pout, and Superman just opens his door like a fucking creep.
Well, he's like, Superman's not going to want to be friends with me ever again because I screwed up and I don't know, deflated his balloon?
His only Superman balloon. Now that guy thinks his Superman's skin fell on top of him.
I mean, wouldn't you be like more weirded out that you're like, quote, best pal has a fucking shrine dedicated to you? That's creepy.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, Superman doesn't know. He doesn't care.
Superman doesn't care. I think he gets off on it. Oh, he has to.
He has to be.
There is some questionable. We'll talk about it in the next one.
Yeah. Oh, you know it. Yeah. And he's just like, nah. I was like, Jimmy, you know what? It's cool. I'm cool with everything. He doesn't really say why he decided to dress up as a hobo.
Right.
He just says, hey, man, it's cool. And...
Don't worry.
Friends.
Yeah, you're still my best bud.
And that's how it ends.
That's how that one ends.
I would say if you would read the next issue, because that does it for Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Number one
from October 1954. My dad was 1 year old.
Oh, Jesus.
When this book came out. I would say if you want to read the next issue, but we're going to read the next issue. At least
we sure
a story from this next issue, which on the cover kind of represents the story we're going to read. Where it shows Jimmy in a garish costume and he's trying to catch a woman and Superman's trying to jump in there. And Jimmy's like, don't spoil my act, Superman. I'll handle the situation.
featuring the flying Jimmy Olsen. This is also false advertising, but I do love this drawing because you got this thing up front and then you just have this tiny clown in the background.
Oh, I didn't notice the tiny clown.
It just, I mean, it's.
That's pretty great.
Just to represent, we're make sure we know we're at the circus. But just, yeah. it's really distracting, but also it's very humorous.
Tiny clown.
So this starts off the book.
Yes.
And the flying Jimmy Olsen. They always do like the intro scene before things get really into it. So Superman's opening the door. Jimmy's flying in.
That's right. Wait, which part is this? Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's flying in and they're shooting at him and missing horribly.
Yes.
Which, honestly, it'd be great if he just flew in. He's like, I'm flying Jimmy Olsen. They shoot him in the fucking chest.
Yeah.
And he dies.
Yeah. Again, false advertising. There's no shooting.
No. No, nobody gets shot, but we do get some tomfooleries.
Yeah. So the book actually starts with Jimmy is sitting. This is why we're reading this book. It was my favorite part. Jimmy is sitting at his desk at the Daily Planet and Superman like just shows up because I guess he just hangs out there. And he's like, hey, Jimmy, I brought you a gun that I took off a criminal. Well, it's not his gun anymore. It's your gun. He just hands him a gun.
It's a gun that has the bent barrel because he bent it. And he's like, hey, you know, just to prove that we're friends.
I'm bringing you a gun. And I'm like,
bringing you a piece of evidence that should have been turned over to the police.
Yes, that's evidence. Also, you could link it to other crimes.
Well, Jimmy's fingerprints are on it.
Yeah.
He's going to take that. They're going to ask for that gun.
You know what? Maybe Superman shot somebody. Because he was like, no one will suspect me because why would I have to shoot anybody when I can do so many other things?
Update!
So I just shot him with a regular gun and now I'm going to plant it on Jimmy Olsen. He's going to rot in jail for the rest of his life.
Update! Due to modern science, it has been determined that Clark Kent's fingerprints were found on the gun that shot and killed...
JFK.
I'm
just like, what are you doing just handing some fucking guy a gun that's supposed to be evidence?
Yeah.
Apparently, but the cops don't care. They're just like, yeah, Superman, you could take that evidence.
And Jimmy don't give a fuck either because Jimmy's like,
cool, I'm going to put it in my weird shrine to my friend.
Well, as he's doing, Superman gives him the gun and then he goes and changes into Clark Kent. And changing, Jimmy, he says, Clark says one of my favorite lines in this story. Jimmy always gets such a kick out of those things I hand him. So
I also want to say that, like, and it's through it because I read a couple of these before we decided on these two. For somebody who's like always trying to protect his secret identity, Clark Kent spends a lot of times popping up in the background of these books going, if only Jimmy knew that his friend, mild-mannered Clark Kent, was actually Superman.
Which is me.
Yeah. Like all the time.
It's ridiculous.
Like you gotta like, yeah, you're weird, Clark.
So Jimmy goes to put his mangled gun on his Superman shelf and
he's got those like things that you have for your action figures.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a Detolf.
Yeah, he does.
He went to IKEA.
He went to IKEA. He's putting that shit together. He's like, oh man, for Superman.
Superman handed me this Detolf shelf, but I need to get him back here to build it,
right?
Because I can't build it. I probably add it to his list. Build IKEA shelf. So Jimmy puts the gun up there, but he sees this box that says "Sand of Another World Brought Back by Superman."
Oh yeah, he's like, oh, I've never like.
Notice that there's a bottle sticking
out. Yeah, I've never looked at the bottle that's sticking out of this thing that Superman gave me.
Yeah.
So he reads it, and it's like, I love this part, too, because it's like, inscription by Superman!
Yeah, he wrote, Superman took the time to...
He, like, did the translation, made sure that you knew it was him who did it.
So it says, he who drinks will gain great powers for one day, blah, blah, blah. So Jimmy's like, well, shit. Pound this shit.
Would you drink something that came from another planet? This is like...
I wouldn't drink something that came from this planet.
This is like...
There's things I won't drink.
Well, what was that horrible, stupid movie? The Aliens sequel, prequel thing where those guys like...
Oh, Prometheus?
Yeah, it's like Prometheus where they're like, hi, I'm a scientist on a planet I've never been to. Time to take off my helmet.
Dumb fucking scientist. Like, everybody deserved what I got in that movie.
Yeah, they did.
Jimmy's like, fucking bottoms up. Yeah. Body this fucking alien potion.
Yeah.
And he falls asleep.
Yeah, and immediately he's like, oh, now I'm tired. And it's like, whoa, now I'm floating because I have anti-gravity powers.
Yeah, I guess that's what this thing gave me so I can fly. So he's out there flying around and he comes across
a circus.
And the circus is like, we're shutting down because one of my dudes isn't around. And
one of my acrobats is sick.
Yeah, one of my acrobats is sick. So I guess I can't put on a show.
Right.
And Jimmy's like, hey, I got an idea.
Hey, don't worry. Let me put together my act. And so he like puts on a costume and just starts like doing all of these things. Now, he only has powers for one day.
Yeah.
And he's going to make the circus guy hang the whole thing on him being able to do these powers once.
Uh-huh.
Like, he can't even take it. He's like, call me strong. What is it called? Daredevil Olsen. And I'm like, oh, so everybody's going to go see this thing and be like, holy shit, you should have seen Daredevil Olsen. And he'll never be able to do it again.
Well, then a few panels later, Jimmy shows off and the circus leader.
Ringmaster. Yeah, I think you're right.
Ringmaster's like, yo, this is pretty dope. Let's like save the show with this. And he yells out, let's start a parade through town. It's still early evening. So we're already like well into the day. It's not like early in the morning,
right?
You know, because I'm assuming that the circus came into town. They set up the tent the night before.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit, my dude's sick. I can't go on with the show, so I'm going to have to go close it down or whatever.
Which I would think that like if you're a circus, you probably shouldn't only have one attraction.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's all it takes is just one attraction, though.
I guess.
So what's it? It's a one gimmick show.
Sure. It's so. A Fiji mermaid.
The what?
The Fiji mermaid.
Is that an X-Files thing?
Well, it's actually Barnum and Bailey. What is that thing?
Barnum and Bailey's.
Yeah. It's a that thing. But it does show up in the X-Files. Yeah.
Okay. So thankfully, they have enough time to get their parade, get enough clearances to have this parade through Metropolis. And yeah. Jimmy,
so people will come see this show.
And they had enough to print up a giant thing to put over an elephant and rig the elephant up with a trapeze so that Jimmy can kind of swing around it.
Poor elephant.
And so they're like, all right, great. This is the show. And Jimmy starts doing his deal and he jumps up and he misses the bar. And yeah. Everybody's like, he's going to fucking break his neck.
That guy's going to die.
And Jimmy's like, ha ha, I can't break my neck because I am Jimmy Olsen. And then as he's doing one of his tricks, Superman shows up and he's like, the fuck, Jimmy?
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God, Jimmy, let me help you. He's like, no, Superman, back the fuck off.
Yeah, back the fuck off. I can fly.
Sit down.
I drank one of your gimmicks.
Yeah, I drank some weird alien potion and now I fly.
I drank your weird alien Sobe.
Yeah. Alien Sobe. Jesus. Shouting out Sobe.
That's what happened in XXX.
Do they still make Sobe?
I don't know. It's a good question. Mm-hmm. That's XXX because Vin Diesel was into Sobe in that movie.
Yeah.
He drank the Sobe.
Everybody was into Sobe in that movie.
Gave him powers.
Back in the early aughts.
Sobe, yeah. I don't know if they still make Sobe. Sobe's pretty.
I don't know. I just remember that, like, you know, back before I was old enough to drink, there used to be this, like, goth club in a metaphysical bookstore.
Uh-huh.
So it was, like, metaphysical bookstore / coffee house that turned into a goth club on mm-hmm. Friday nights mm-hmm. for all ages. So, but of course they couldn't sell booze.
Yeah.
So I would go drink a lot of Sobe.
Benny would often take Sobe bottles and I think I've told you about this where Benny would take like a Sobe, like those big Sobe bottles, right?
Yeah.
And he had a thing where he holds a Sobe bottle like his left hand and he would take his palm and hit the top of it uh-huh. really hard. And one time he did it and it broke the bottle like through the bottom, like it just looked almost like a clean break through the bottom.
Oh wow.
Apparently that's a thing. Betty did it a bunch of times. I can't remember if I did it, but I know Betty did it at least twice.
Okay.
He did it with a Sobe bottle because that was like the easiest one to do it with. And Betty, it was kind of like Iron Fist.
Okay.
But I was there. I saw it happen. That I can vouch for when it comes to Benny's stories.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why one would do that, but
I don't know.
Because then you lose the rest of your Sobe. Would he do it when it was empty?
No, it was a full Sobe.
But then you just lost all your Sobe. It just spilled.
I don't know. I mean, just buy another one, I guess. Anyways, back to this idiocy.
Yes.
Jimmy's like doing his thing and Superman's like, okay, cool. Whatever. I'll just sit back and watch.
Yeah.
And he goes to sit back and watch and he sits down next to Clark Kent.
Yes. And you're like, what?
So Clark,
because there is even like little boxes that's like, how is this possible?
Yeah, right. And then the next bit is Jimmy goes. Now, mind you, Jimmy just can fly. He is not.
He says he has anti-gravity powers.
Yeah, right. But he could fly. He could quote fly.
Sure.
He can't. He's not invincible.
No, he's not super strong.
So his next bit is to go into the lion cage or the tiger cage, and or whatever, and fly around in the cage.
So yeah,
and so that the lions don't get him.
But they're like cool toy, giant toy.
But since they don't bite him, it's safe. But I mean, if they did rip him to shreds,
they should rip him to shreds,
which they totally should.
That would have been great.
I would have enjoyed that. That would have been the second issue of Superman's pal is the last issue. Death Jimmy Olsen.
The death of Jimmy Olsen.
And you know, it just that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So, but as that's happening, he hears a gunshot.
And while the circus is happening, like somebody's trying to rob the ticket booth.
So Jimmy's like, well, I can help save the day. So he grabs a sword from the sword swallower's bucket and he goes and starts swinging wildly to deflect bullets.
Right.
I kind of do wish he just chops some guy's head off. Or just start cutting jugulars.
That would be DC Comics now. DC Comics of the 50s isn't going to start cutting jugulars.
This is Jimmy flying in just like hacking a dude's neck. And just like, oh my God, what, Jimmy, what are you doing? It's like, I was saving the circus.
Yep, pretty much.
These men are bleeding. I have
Jimmy, you killed everybody.
Their arteries in half.
You killed everybody. Doesn't matter. I'm so depressed. They'd be like, yes, this is the best book.
Actually, that'd be a great adaptation. I would enjoy a good adaptation of this done by Zack Snyder. I think Zack Snyder would do good. maybe that's in the Snyder cut.
It might be. You know,
maybe it's just a scene where like Superman's still kind of dead, but he's dreaming and he dreams that Jimmy Olsen's still alive, too. And he could fly he could hack criminals with a sword.
I forgot Jimmy Olsen totally ate it in that first movie.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's dead.
He didn't even get he didn't even get named. He just got dead.
He just got deadened.
Yeah, he did.
So Superman shows up to help out. And as that's happening, one of the bullets that Jimmy reflected has hit Clark.
Right.
And Clark's like, ah, fuck.
I've been shot.
I got shot. And then here's actually another great line where Jimmy's like, doesn't look that bad. I'll, I'll give you a handkerchief, like a tourniquet.
Yeah.
So that he stops bleeding out. And Superman goes, sure, Jimmy. Poor Clark. He goes, poor Clark. Serious or not, any bullet wound is painful. Do you ever see the movie Disorderlies?
I don't think so.
It was the one and only movie that I can remember where the Fat Boys, the rap group, had the starring role.
No, I did not see this movie.
I'm surprised you did it. I'm surprised that wasn't a.
I was not into the Fat Boys.
Your parents, instead of not bringing home Terminator and Who Framed Roger Rabbit,
my dad was really into the Fat Boys.
Your dad brought home. He's like, yo, look at this.
Only if they were eating candy.
He'd be like, I was probably also eating candy with it. He's like, oh, these guys look like
candy. That's what I mean. Be like, oh, I want to see what kind of candy they're eating.
This is a pro candy movie. I'm going to buy this for the kids. We're going to watch Disorderlies where the Fat Boys. Act as male nurses to rich man played by Ralph Bellamy, who was one of the rich guys in Trading Places.
Oh yeah.
And at the end of the movie, because there's a whole scheme whatever, and one of the guys that's trying to scheme Ralph Bellamy out of his money, they're almost out of the clear, and they're so the one guy is so happy, he's like, hey, I'm so happy. Why don't you shoot me in the ass?
Wait.
And he pulls out a very tiny gun. He's like, look, shoot me in the ass. I'm so happy that we pull this off. I probably won't feel it because I'm so happy I'm going to be rich.
Okay.
And I'd imagine that would hurt regardless.
I'm assuming, yeah.
Because bullets do not discriminate.
They sure don't.
Regardless of your size.
No, they sure don't.
Or velocity, because, I mean, a gun, yeah, guns will shoot with different velocities.
Oh, sure.
But
getting shot by a dude, even getting hit with a paintball hurts.
Even in your ass.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Because it could go right through your ass. It could get lodged in your ass. I don't know.
Paper cuts hurt. So just assume It feels like many paper cuts.
Yes.
I'm assuming. Getting shot in the ass.
Needless to say, the fat boys come to save the day. Do save the day. But that guy also does get shot in the ass.
Cool.
But
Clark
does not get shot in the ass, but he is still in pain.
And they're just like, how is this happening? How did Clark get shot?
Yeah.
How are they two different people? And then there's something where, how does Jimmy get in the water?
Well, because the next bit is Jimmy's going to do like a Houdini kind of gimmick and he jumps in the water. Oh, that's
right. So he's like, Clark, go to the hospital. I'm going to continue my weird circus act. And he like jumps into the water and then he's like, oh, wait a second. I think it just, the time limit just ran out. I'm actually drowning. The time limit,
because it's on like Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, no. He said, because the day, it's not the day of on Earth. It's a day on the planet that Superman took this from. And it's a shorter day. And I'm like, how do you even know that?
How do you even know that? And how would you, why? And if you knew that, why did you do that?
Right.
Because you clearly would have to know when the stuff's going to wear off, and you wouldn't agree to do a Houdini gimmick.
Right.
Where, again, you're not super strong.
Right. You're not invincible. You can just fly. Why are you doing Houdini gimmick?
Yeah. Why are you doing a thing where you're bound and you're just, that's just not how it works. Jimmy's like, he's drowning. And then we cut to real life.
Yeah.
Where Jimmy is having a nightmare, or he's having a...
Well, Superman's actually dumping water on his face.
Superman, who has a key to Jimmy's house.
Yeah, of course, why not?
He's just showing up, and he's like filling pitchers of water and dumping them on his friends.
And he's like, oh, no, it didn't give me powers. It gave me dreams. So it's kind of like a proto-Black Mercy type of thing.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty wicked drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you hallucinations that you can sleep and think you're invincible.
Yeah, it gives you whatever dream you want or whatever.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. And then, you know, Jimmy's just like... He tells him that, and Superman's like, yeah, well, I guess it would be really weird if he knew I was also Clark.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Fart. And that's how that ends.
Yeah.
So that is it for what we're reading from Jimmy Olsen, Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen, number 2 from November/December 1954. I guess it would go without saying that we would read the next issue of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, It's all here. And I thoroughly enjoy these. And,
oh, I love them so much because they're so stupid.
They give me life.
Yeah, they really do. It's just such a weird, like, it's a weird snapshot of, like, the time period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It also gave me a chance to talk about Disorderlies.
Yeah. The Fat Boy Which movie.
Is that streaming? I should check that out.
Oh boy, can we watch it?
I don't know. We might have if it's available. We might have to.
Oh god.
I'm not paying for it.
No, only god, if it's no. Free. Fuck that.
Only if it's a free streaming one.
If it's on Tubi, we'll watch it.
Tubi should have it. Honestly, if there's a place,
you know what? There should be a Pluto TV channel that's nothing but that movie.
Nothing but Fat Boys media.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit. They got the Drag Race channel. It's very exciting.
All I remember is like, I kind of even tell you a Fat Boy song.
I
know that they had a bunch of.
I remember them though.
But all I remember is just like videos of them in slow motion running to fridges.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like how their videos were. It's like the Fat Boys and they're always running, trying to get to the fridge. One of them died because he was fat.
Recently?
Not recently, but he died.
R.I.P.
I think the other fat boys were like, we got to clean up our lives. We can't be the fat boys anymore.
Oh, no. Now there's is that what happened? Is that what Fat Boy Slim is?
Yes. Yeah, he was one of the fat boys. He became slim. But then I think it was like two of the fat boys were like, yo, we got to get our lives together. And then the other fat boy was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And living a gimmick. And then he died. And that's my my biography on the fat boys. I think
this is lovely history.
Guys,
fat boys,
who needs Wikipedia when you got Sean Eric
to tell you about the fat boys?
When you got this comic book podcast telling you all about the fat boys, the seminal mid 80s rap group,
the fat boys. Uh-huh.
But that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. And email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And also, just before I forget, Facebook does feature some more of my unboxings.
Yeah.
I unboxed today, this being Sunday, the Thursday before, you know, so it's this
we're taping this well in advance.
Yes.
But I did open up my Spider-Man Vampire Wars Toy Biz Blade the Vampire Hunter.
Uh-huh.
On Instagram and on Facebook, on our Facebook page. So watch me awkwardly try to make a conversation while I open something.
Uh-huh. That's a thing.
I've been trying to parse in my head how to make these videos more concise and more exciting. Instead of me just being like, well, I guess we have a figure. And then on the back, it says this. I mean, I'm not that boring, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I understand why the YouTubers, why, you know, some are successful and some aren't.
Sure.
You have to actually be entertaining. I don't know. If you watch it and you think I'm entertaining, great. I think I'm doing my best, but I could do better. Mm-hmm. And please comment on those so I'd like to keep doing them. So, and I probably will. Anyways, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get the show. And tell your friends. That would be very cool if you did. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.